As the new season nears, a couple of things to bring you right now. A look back at Steph's recent tour of Asia and a sit-down talk with Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier, who shares some insights on recent workouts at the team facility with Kevin Durant. Training camp is coming soon and a new season of conversations are in store. And we start with a journey across the Pacific. I'm Lawrence Scott, and in early September of 2016, Stephen Curry made his way to four cities in Asia as part of his second year of touring the other side of the globe with Under Armour basketball.
We're picking up a rhythm and momentum of how we want to, leave a legacy here when we come every single time. Not only just, share messages, but give back to the community, refurbish courts and things like that, so we can leave resources for the kids that are trying to play basketball. But for us, being able to hit different cities every time we come, and kind of spread ourselves as much as we can. That's something that I don't take for granted, and the experiences and the cultural awareness is amazing.
Join us on this tour of Asia from Shenyang in northern China to Guangzhou, Hong Kong, and Taipei. It's become a tradition for Steph and something of a way to transition into the preparation for a new season.
I mean, the timing of it in the summer is obviously, you have maybe a month or so left before training camp, and we're grinding and getting ready for the new year. I think the old year's kind of passed, and this is a way to celebrate all the good that happened and reflect on what didn't go our way and be able to share those messages as we come over here. And like you said, get ready for a new year.
The tour tipped off in one of the great malls of China, Mixed City in Shenyang. And when you stroll through this mall full of Fendi, Dior, Cartier, and Hermes, and stop and think about where you actually are, it's somewhat mind-boggling. Shenyang is a shade northwest of North Korea, in a region formerly referred to as Manchuria. Over the centuries, the shopping has evolved quite a bit, with many folks gathering to greet Curry in a mall that represents a new kind of meeting place in this city of industry.
A lot of love over here. What is unique in your mind about the fans here in Asia?
They're just so passionate, and knowing that, we're playing 82 games plus the playoffs, however many miles away, that they're still plugged in, still following the storylines, supporting us, day in, day out, and giving us that love that we can't necessarily feel during the year, but when you come over here, you get the sense of that right away as soon as you step foot off the plane. So they know a lot about us, and that's important.
What is it that you appreciate about the culture here in Asia, not just with their love for basketball, but just the way of life?
I mean, it's unique, and it's something that I'm learning every single time we come over here. They're very, like I said, they're obviously passionate about the game, but they have a sense of who they are, and they bring that to the game of basketball that we might not get in the States. So it's different, but it's all kind of the same. You look at the numbers of how many people actually play basketball here, how the game is growing in that regard, and then even with the NBA's presence here, Under Armour's presence here, knowing that there are resources for kids if they're passionate about the game and that it's accessible to them. Driving through the city, you can see kids playing outside on blacktops and all over the city. So you can tell they love it, and I think it starting with kids younger and younger, so that they can develop their talents and skills better than generations before them.
The tour is also a chance for you to continue with your summer workouts. What have you been able to focus upon here?
I mean, we bring during the clinics we. Show them a little bit about ball handling and footwork and shooting, that things that I work on to get better for each season. And even when I'm out there, it's always fun to just play and run around and compete a little bit. But you always find time here to either get a workout in, hang out with the kids and play. And in its own way, it does help me get my mind right and get into the basketball mode for the season.
The second stop on the tour was Guangzhou, and in 2 days on the ground in the city, the fan frenzy at events was front and center. Word of a closed-door training session at a university had thousands congregating outside, hoping for a glimpse of the back-to-back MVP, and when he came out to greet them, a roar of cheers awaited.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
when you think about all of the participation by the fans and the special guests that come take part in this tour, are you taken aback by the love that you receive here on global tours like this?
Yeah, it's something I never dreamed of, and it's still very surreal. We're here for a week and going through different cities, and so that's to have that opportunity where the fans can come out and show their support. Even if it was 10-15, I'd still be appreciative, but then you look outside of Gwangju University and there's, I don't know, probably 5,000 people out there just trying to get a glimpse. They didn't know coming down there what was, you know, if they were even going to see me, if they were going to get, you know, inside the fences. They had no idea. They just, you know, piled up, and you try to give them a little bit of love back the best I can, and definitely appreciative of that support, because it's a special time to be playing basketball all across the world.
Also in Gwangju, Steph and his wife Aisha, who was along for the tour, both took part in a cooking experience where they prepared dim sum together. Two chef curries in one kitchen, a very memorable part of the trip. And we talked food, her new cookbook, and some favorite recipes with Aisha afterward.
I think for sure our dim sum experience, being able to like immerse ourselves in the culture and learn how to make something that's so classic here, was the coolest thing for me. And then also to learn how easy it is was great. I can't wait to go home and kind of recreate it in my own kitchen with the girls. But to see Stefan get his hands dirty, I think was absolutely the most fun I had all trip. So it was great.
That was. And when you think about all of what's to come with the cookbook, the new TV show, let's talk about The Seasoned Life. It's a book that's about family, faith, food, and bringing people together around food. What do the recipes represent to you as to why you want to share them with Warriors fans, fans of basketball, fans of food, just people around the world? What is it exactly about these recipes?
So for me, I feel like today, the sense of togetherness and the sense of family and people gathering around the table to enjoy a meal together is something that's being lost. And so I wanted to be able to keep that alive and have something that I could pass down to my girls with an arsenal of recipes that are super quick, easy, and approachable that they could go to anytime they want and be able to prepare a meal for whoever it is they want to prepare a meal for. So everything's fast, it's simple. I like to say it's for that auntie you have that's never cooked anything a day in her life. It's for a girl who's newly engaged and wants to impress her fiance. Or it's for somebody like my husband who does not cook at all, but one day decides, hey, I'm going to cook dinner for you.
The two things I'm most intrigued about is his pasta dish. That's a part of that. And the chicken soup. Tell me about those.
The pasta, it's Stefan's 5-ingredient pasta, and it's his take on one of Michael Simon's dishes that we saw on the Chew one day, and he kind of perfected it and made it his own. And it's definitely his go-to whenever he decides to make something that once a year. It's delicious, though. It's perfect. And everyone from our youngest, Ryan, up to the grandparents really enjoys it. So it's a great dish. And then the chicken soup is a great way to just eliminate waste. Sometimes I'll make a roast chicken. You have the leftovers, you have the bones, you have stuff that on a regular day you wouldn't do anything with it. You can throw that into a soup and make something delicious for the whole family. And so I love that soup. It's a go-to for me, especially now that the fall's rapidly approaching.
Before leaving Gwangju for Hong Kong, both Steph and Aisha surprised folks playing on a street court.
The last time I played on concrete was probably back in middle school. And before Davidson got their new practice facility, we used to have a court that felt like cement. But it's nice to go out in kind of that park atmosphere where you grow up playing. I used to play in the park growing up in Charlotte. And kind of get a different feel, a different style of basketball. And it's a lot of fun to, you know, feel the heat and humidity, but also, you know, just get up and run up and down and have fun.
Your secret weapon was in the game. Aisha's along on the trip and not only just came in the game, but hit a key three during this.
Yeah, they called a sub and I didn't know who was coming in. I looked over and she was, you know, out there running around. Her second touch knocked down a three. It was kind of the momentum swing in the game. So, you know, she definitely showed out and took advantage of the moment.
In Hong Kong, among other events, Stefan met with actor and champion martial artist Jet Li.
Other special guests here in China, Under Armour founder Kevin Plank, and you hosting Jet Li. When you think of the wisdom that Jet Li shares and what he's doing with his foundation, what did you pick up from him?
The message of his kind of whole life, he was so successful, obviously, with martial arts and kung fu, and you know, with film in Asia specifically, then branching out to Hollywood, and then he found his purpose in life, you know, post career, if you will, of trying to you know, help underprivileged kids in Asia, give them resources that they wouldn't normally have, and using his connections, his experience, and his notoriety in the country to leverage that into good. So all the work he's been doing with that one foundation, and allowing, I think, Under Armour to be able to help, you know, provide a court for kids to play and more resources for the next generation. That's his passion, and he kind of made that known very, very clearly when I talked to him.
Once things had wrapped up at the grand finale, an arena event in Taipei, it was four cities in 5 days, thrilling for fans, but also meaningful to Stefan.
Here at the end of the tour, overall, when you think about it, what is the impact that the trip has had on you?
It's just another opportunity to celebrate all the good that's happened on the court, off the court, and be able to get face-to-face with fans that don't get the access, you know, throughout the course of the season. So I look forward to this trip every year because I get to feel the passion for basketball, the passion for, you know, the joy of the game. And that's something that it does have an impact on me because when I get back home, I want to work harder to continue to try to be successful, continue to try to inspire, you know, fans and especially the next generation to do good things.
All right, we wrap things up back at team headquarters, where here before the start of training camp, the most interesting man in the NBA joins us once again. Typically, we're out and about with Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier for segments like walking in Memphis with Q or in Portland during the playoffs. But this time, less ambulatory as we're sitting in Oakland with Q.
What will be taken from last season into this season is the goal is the same thing, get another title.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have a talented team, or as talented as, of a team as we have, that is the goal. I mean, that's a natural thing, right? Every team has that as a goal, I think, but realistically, we have a great shot, and last year was disappointing. Historically great, you know, but I don't think our guys look at that with too much weight. I think the big carrot is the title, and we fell a little bit short. So I think you know, we've made changes. Some were because we wanted, and some were because the guys decided to go other places. So change is always good. We've added talent and, you know, depth in places that we needed, and we've lost some. So it'll be interesting to see how everything fits, the chemistry, how the pieces work together, both on the floor and off the floor, you know, the culture. And I think that's the one thing that will remain just because of the structure and the foundation we have is our culture. And that's part of what really makes us successful, along with the talent. So we're hopeful, and we have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. So my guess is we'll go after it.
Key ingredient here is how new faces are all gym rats. These guys love being in the gym. You've done some work here in the offseason with Kevin Durant, and his work ethic, it cannot be understated. It's a guy that really thinks basketball first and foremost, and working out and being part of the gym culture and being a gym rat. What is it exactly that you're seeing now that we'll start to see as he start showing off all he will show off as a Warrior?
Well, it's unbelievable to see someone that's already that good, that has that kind of passion. But our other guys have that too. And you see that a lot in Steph. And so I think that, you know, with Kevin, he has an unbelievable skill set. He's very, very skilled, and he's, you know, I don't know what his official height is, but he's 7 feet. So you take a skill set and his length and size and athleticism, and then you combine it with a passion and heart and a competitive spirit, and that makes an incredible player. And so Kevin puts in the work, and the cool thing is he wants to get better. So in fact, today he was the one that sort of rounded up the guys to play. Like, he wanted to play 3-on-3, he wanted to go up and down and play 5-on-5, and here's a, you know, perennial all-star that's sort of leading the charge to do extra. And then after we were done, he told me that he wanted during the season to be in at 9 a.m. before anyone else was there to get shots up. I'll be there. I mean, guy's great. Great.
Is that the joy of this for you, working with these players who are so dedicated?
I think there's joy in the work, but for me, I think there's more joy, without being too sappy, in the relationships that are formed, you know. And I know Kevin already has been great. He's an upfront guy that, you know, likes to be straight on things and is funny, good sense of humor. And so a lot of our guys have that, those qualities, good character and great people, just fun to be around. And so I think for me, yeah, the work's great, but I think the joy comes in the relationships established and the success you have in putting all that together.
From what you know about Zaza Pachulia and David West, why are they good fits for the overall chemistry on this team?
Well, I think, you know, they're both veterans, and they're good character guys. You know, David comes out of recently San Antonio, that does a lot of the same things we do. And they both bring us sort of strength and toughness along with their character, you know, on the floor. So you have veterans that bring you strength, toughness, leadership. So we needed a little bit more of that grit, and I think these two bring that to us.
What do you think about the rookies? Patrick McCaw and Damian Jones. You're a rookie in the NBA. Could you walk into a more exciting, eye-opening experience where there's so much to gain from the veteran leadership? It's amazing.
I like walking into it, and I've been here 2 years. But I think, you know, I would imagine that they've got to be a little wide-eyed when they see, you know, they've seen spots of the big names, but they haven't seen them all together yet. Because we've, you know, Steph's been in China, Kevin's been here, Clay's here, Draymond's here, Andre's here. You know, they're all sort of spotty around, so we haven't had the whole collection here yet. But I would imagine, being a rookie and walking into this environment with, you know, the murals on the walls and the sort of historic seasons that are starting to happen, it's got to be pretty exciting for them.
What about the changes on the coaching staff? How might that affect some things? Luke leaving to go coach the Lakers opens up the opportunity for Mike Brown to come here, and Willie Green joining the efforts as well. What will these guys bring?
Well, the change in the coaching staff means we're in trouble. I'm just kidding. No, I mean, it's part of the business. You know, Luke was unbelievable for us in the short time we had him, just because he was very, very bright mind, great. I mean, he's just, you know, there's no way to describe him other than Luke as far as his personality goes, but a relevant former player that our players were able to go to for needs and a bright basketball mind. So we'll miss Luke for sure. But Mike Brown brings us a ton of experience, and he's been, not only his experience as a head coach, but he's been in some great programs as an assistant. He brings, you know, a Spurs, like some of the Spurs stuff that we already do. And he brings detail to a rudderless ship at times, which is good. We're not rudderless. I mean, I'm kind of joking about that, but we're loose and disciplined. He brings us a very disciplined approach, which will be good. And then Willie Green, has been great, you know, so far, because I've had a chance to work with him directly with the player development stuff. And, you know, he's a former player that is high character, from Detroit, so he's got a toughness to him, but he's a great person, and he knows the game, and he played, so he has some of the same qualities that Luke had, and so both of them really lucked out getting those two guys, and I think they will both really help in our quest for a title this year.
Okay, so what's the most pressing or important things to help establish very early in training camp to set the tone that staff wants to set so that it's a great start to the season, things progress properly, and the team is strong and ready for the postseason?
That's a good question. I mean, the training camp's so short now that we have all these new pieces, so continuity and ball movement and sort of an intensity on both ends, and I think we'll play a little bit faster this year. I don't know if there's one thing that you could say this is what we're after, but I think making all those pieces fit sooner than later will be key, and that'll take a little bit of time. I'm not worried about the wins and losses as much, like, oh, these guys, you know, who knows, maybe we stumble in a couple of places, but I think it's more of an overall, how do we get these pieces to fit? How do we allow rest, knowing that now we've been through two long seasons with some guys playing summer, you know, Olympics, and how do we manage that as a coaching staff and as players too? I mean, they have to manage themselves, because rest is a component of being great, not just when they're playing games, but in their workouts and off the floor. So there's these moving parts that go into all this. From all sides, and so I think, you know, if we can mesh quickly and start to layer our offense and layer our reads, because we're a read-based team, and guard, because we've always been strong defensively, we'll miss some of the rim protection that Bogues gave us and Festus, but if we can you know, guard on the defensive end and stay in that top percentile of defensive efficiency within rank, you know, within the league, and gel offensively, then we have a chance to be really, really good from the start.
You've heard from him, from the bank of the Mississippi River to sipping coffee in Portland, to now sitting in Oakland. This has been Sitting in Oakland with Q, and let's take a walk sometime in the season and continue it.
Need to get outside.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Many more conversations are ahead in the weeks to follow as the new season begins. I'm Lawrence Scott. Thanks so much for joining us.